apply.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skokman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Napa Know How.
Ice, snow, rain, and 24-hour holiday music. Winter throws a lot at you. That's why Napa has ExactFit wiper blades for $10 off per pair. These durable, long-lasting blades will help you defend against winter's worst, holiday music not included. So save $10 today with Napa ExactFit wiper blades. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/17.
Get a financial education Monday mornings at 7:20 on the gym during Corridor Money Matters featuring Tryon Investments. Learn even more at tryoninvestments.com.
This week, tune into the Paul Feinbaum Show as I discuss
the delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Larry Culpepper? Hey, I'm in the middle of a promo.
Sorry, Finny. The fans are craving so much Dr. Pepper, I thought I'd borrow some of your airtime.
Security!
Hey, look, whether you're watching college football or calling into some guy's radio show, Dr. Pepper makes college football that much sweeter. So grab some of your local store today.
Can I have one of yours?
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Larry Culpepper Show with your host, Larry Culpepper.
That's it.
That's Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Welcome back and welcome into hour number three of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show. It is the Big Hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. A big thank you to Steve Anderson and the crew over there. They've been in business for 14 years. Hard to believe, but stop on in and give him a call if you need any real estate transactions handled. Steve and his staff would be happy to do it. KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire continuing on for the next 45 minutes here at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Starting to fill up. Got a lot of Cedar Falls fans in town for the playoff game between Cedar Falls and Iowa City West. It's one of the many games played across the state tonight. We've got a couple of them for you right here on KGYM as well, and that's why we're going to be out at about 6:45 tonight. Rob and I are going to dive in, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com and I, into the Big Ten slate this week. We'll get Rob's opinion on Iowa and Ohio State tomorrow as well. But as promised, we've been checking in with some former Hawkeyes, and the response, by the way, has been great. Thank you so much to everybody that's used the Hertine and Stocker text line to reach out to us on these segments. Our next guest tonight, this week, we're chatting with former Iowa running back Albert Young. Hey, Albert, what's going on? Apologize for that. I thought we had Albert, apparently.
Yeah.
Albert, you got us?
Yep.
Hey, how you doing, man? What's up?
I'm well. What's going on?
Not much. We just want to check in with you, talk a little Hawkeye football with you, and I think a lot of the Iowa fans are wondering what you've been up to since you retired.
Oh, yeah, man. So when I got done playing with the Vikings and a little time with the Steelers, I was a coach at the University of Colorado, and then I went on to be a strength coach at the University of Pittsburgh. Reasoning that stuff ended was pretty much just the nature of the game, you know, just those stats didn't last too long. So I decided to get into medical device sales out here in the Philly, South Jersey area. So just out here in this real world trying to make it, man.
How often do you, or when is the last time you got back to Iowa? Do you still keep in contact with your old teammates? Are you still connected to the program?
Oh, man. Last time I've been to Iowa probably been about 3 or 4 years. But, I mean, as for teammates, yeah, I talk to everybody. I mean, everybody just, I know what everybody's doing for some reason. I'm the guy everybody talks to. So, yeah, I'm definitely connected with all my former teammates.
Who would you say you've got the best connection with, former teammates?
Former teammate, I would say it would be Calvin Davis and Champ Davis. You know, there was, you know, some of my closest buddies back home, and then, you know, you got the guys from Jersey, but those two come to mind first. But, yeah, we all stay in touch, you know, get things on social media, and it's so easy to stay in contact with everybody.
Albert, you were at the Vikings with this, at the same time as Chad Greenway. He was ahead of you, but he just retired now. I mean, when you look back, you were teammates with him at Iowa and the Vikings. What do you kind of think about his career and what he was able to do in the NFL?
Oh, man, I tell you, all respect. Everybody in the building with the Vikings, you know, everybody loved Chad and what he brought to the table. And come in, he kind of just took me in, you know. And it's funny, I had a talk with him the other day. You know, I was like, Chad, what are the times you took it easy on me doing one-on-one drills? Because I swear there's times he didn't use the same. I mean, I could pass block. That's something I could do. But I'm like, I know Chad got a little more than this. And, you know, I was like, I wonder if it's because it's the Iowa connection. So I texted him. He's like, yeah. I was like, I know it. So he always looked me out, you know, because, you know, he was always subtle.
Any regrets about your time in the NFL? I know it was relatively short-lived, and your stat line isn't fantastic or anything, but there's a lot of guys that would kill to just get there, and you certainly did that.
Well, yeah. Well, what surprises people is that I'm still going to get pensioned. That tells you how short an NFL career really is. So I'll definitely get that. But, I mean, the same thing that got me into the league ended up hurting me because it was a strategy to get there to the Vikings because I knew Adrian's contract situation and Chester Taylor's. But it got me on the team, but you don't accumulate enough tape. So when it comes time to get picked up by somebody, it's like you say this is the minimum when you just get a rookie, you know. So there's no regrets. I would do it all again. And, you know, I got to live out my dream.
But for those that don't remember, Albert led the Big Ten in rushing in conference games in 2005. That was kind of a strange year for you guys. That Northwestern game stands out as one that, man, if that could have gone the other way, that could have changed that season. What do you remember from that year? And then, of course, in the Outback Bowl, the offside call on the onside kicks.
Oh,
stuff that year.
Oh, just reflecting back on that season?
I
would have got hurt that year. That's the year I got hurt. Wait, let me think. Outback Bowl. I was actually hurt that year. You know, that's what we had the whole running back thing go down. I just know that somehow our team persevered with having 4 or 5 running backs get hurt. I'm sorry for my connection, guys. Your iPhone is not all cracked up today.
No, you're fine. No, I think 04 was when you were hurt, correct? And then 05, you were healthy.
No, 05, you're talking about when I led the – okay, all right. Okay, we were in the Outback twice, my bad. Oh, that year? Oh, all I know is – I tell you this, that team was just the best group of talent I'd have been around in a while. Because, I mean, you had Drew Tate, and, I mean, my O-line was just clicking that year. I mean, I tell you that. I mean, I wasn't getting touched 5-6 yards down the line.
Yeah, and you guys, what, had Hinkle and Clinton Solomon were receivers on that team. And then the defense was loaded as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep.
What sticks out to you? I mean, what are some of your best memories when you were playing with Iowa?
Me, what sticks out was that Michigan State game. Granted, it wasn't the greatest year, but it was my senior year. And, I mean, that was definitely one game. I mean, we're going to be pretty good going into half. And I know personally, I mean, that's the first time I ever cried after a game. And it was just like tears of joy. So Iowa, you know, just the type of team we've built and the struggle that comes every day. That's the thing you actually miss. So, I mean, just overall, just that the overall process, again, is done.
You were on the team in 2004, the last time that Iowa beat Ohio State. What do you remember about that game?
Okay, that would have been a year I was hurt.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'm locking that stand. Yep. I know. Going into it, obviously, okay, I believe that's when Damian Sims had his red shirt actually taken off. That's how depleted we were. For us to be so one-dimensional offensively, that just tells you, you know. I mean, you got to give all credit to our tight end receiver. They balled out that year. But that team was super talented as well. And we had a big win up in Michigan, as you know, with Hinkle making that catch. I can't believe I remember all this stuff. But it's like it was yesterday.
I think, and the Ohio State game, I think it was Sam Brownlee who came up with some big plays, too.
Brownlee was even out there. Yep.
Yeah, that was testing the limits of the depth. Marcus Schnorr, Brownlee, you, Damian Sims. But, is it hard to believe that Iowa hasn't beaten Ohio State since 2004?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's insane. But, I mean, with scheduling, we didn't play them that often, and I know my last year we lost them. So, I mean, yeah, they had our number. I mean, we're catching them at a time where they're clicking. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough feat. But, crazy things happened in Iowa City before.
Albert, I know New Jersey people are proud people, and Iowa's got a pretty good running back from New Jersey right now, albeit from North Jersey. Give us your thoughts on Akram Wadley and what you've seen from him.
Oh, man, you know, I like this game from when I seen him, you know, rotating with Daniels a little while back. Versatile kid. And you love his attitude, and he plays with a spark. And you'll notice games where maybe things. Yeah, I remember one game. I believe he fumbled maybe, and then the next drive he came back and gave it to him. So, he's a quality player. I like his game a lot.
What would you say? We're talking with former Hawkeye running back Albert Young. What would you say made you such a good runner? And you can't say the offensive line. You've got to give yourself credit.
Okay. Oh, no. Like Eric Bieniemy told me, my style was I was consistently born. That's what got me in the NFL. Just my patience, and I wasn't missing many reads in college. And just ball security. I don't think I lost a fumble once in college. And I've been looking that up, and nobody stopped me on that yet. So, it's just – and it didn't stop because I could go the whole game doing it.
Was Carl Jackson the running backs coach? My memory's not what it used to be when you were here.
He
was such a cool guy, such a great coach.
Oh,
what are your memories of him?
Oh man, I talked to Coach Jay not too long ago, actually. He's down in Houston. He coached guys like Ricky Williams, and he was in San Fran, so everything he had that knowledge. So Coach Jay's been around forever, so. He's definitely a coach, That's what we're going to stick with you forever.
Albert, what was the best part about being a Hawkeye and putting on a Hawkeye uniform? It's a question I love to ask guys because a lot of times they'll give you a different answer.
Me, it was the support of everything around. Going on that bus, driving through Iowa City, I teared up every time. And it was just because of the love you're getting. And there's a lot of emotion before every game. So just the support and the love you get of the area.
Do you miss the game? Not being in it. I know you tried to, you wanted to stay in and coach and things like that. How do you stay involved in any way? Do you help kids out?
I mean, I tell you, when you're in the league, obviously getting paid, you miss that. But, knowing that you're to an age where a lot of your friends and boys are done playing, you don't miss it as much. You might miss college. NFL is like, that's just pretty all business all the time. No, I'm done with it. I wanted to get into coaching. And, that door is still open, but it will have to be a good situation because I can't have a bad – I can't put – I don't trust young kids enough.
What do you think of you talk about the fans here and what they mean to Iowa football. What do you think about this whole wave thing? I'm sure it's gotten back to you guys and it's kind of caught the nation.
Everybody, everybody back home wasn't talking about it. Me, it's definitely giving Iowa some good publicity and, you know, nationwide. And, I mean, it's just adding to the legend of, you know, just the whole state being good people.
Are you surprised that Kirk Ferentz is still coaching the Hawkeyes? I mean, when you stop and think about it, it's been almost a decade since you were last here, and he's still here doing his thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, I'm sorry, guys. You're breaking up on my end.
We'll make this the last question then, Albert, if you can hear me again this time. I was just asking you, are you surprised that Kirk Ferentz is still around coaching the Hawkeyes? It's been almost a decade since you were here, and he's still on the sideline.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Not at all. Because, I mean, you got to give the athletic department credit, too, because not many programs stick with a system for that long. So he put something in place that's sustainable. So, I mean, it kind of reminds me of the Steelers of real life. Iowa, the state, the school actually bought into him and his system as well. So, I mean, it goes all around, and everything he's got going on is NFL ready.
And one of your offensive linemen is now the offensive coordinator, who is his son, as we know. When you played with Brian, yep. Could you see Coach in his future?
Yeah, always pointing out. I mean, you knew he was going to be a coach. I mean, he talked it well, and he always put us – I mean, he made all the calls when it came to blitz protection and everything. So, I mean, Brian's a talent. He's well-groomed. You know, I mean, he's got the Patriots on his resume, just whether, you know, it's the personnel to make it go. So he's definitely got the tools to do it.
Former Hawkeye running back Albert Young, we appreciate catching up with you, and maybe Iowa can put one in the win column against Ohio State so we stop talking about 2004 tomorrow.
Don't give them.
Appreciate it, Albert. Thanks for the time.
All right, take care, guys.
Well, when you stop and think about, and I feel like we were just having this conversation about the linebackers a couple weeks ago with Abdul Hodge, or last week I should say, but when you think about some of the great running backs that Kirk Ferentz has had in Iowa City, Albert's kind of one of those guys that gets forgotten. He's not Sean Green. He didn't, you know, win a Doak Walker Award, didn't go on to have a lengthy NFL career. But when you think back on it, if you were ranking him, he'd be in the conversation in those top two or three spots.
He was a beast, and that's why I brought up that 2005 season. And that, remember that Northwestern games, Bazinet, and Northwestern came back and won that game, and the season kind of had hiccups there, but Albert was a consistent force on that team, and the combination of him and Drew Tate, you know, is as good as any combination of quarterback and running back that they've had. I mean, it's right there with Brad and Fred Russell.
And then that 2004 season, the year of the injured running backs.
I think he hurt his in preseason.
He was early on, and because I remember they turned to Marcus Schnorr early on that season, and then he got
Marcus
hurt.
Marcus Simmons got hurt.
Marcus Simmons, the Nebraska transfer, and then Damian Sims, I think he's right. They did have to yank the red shirt. And then by the time they got to the Metrodome and the Gophers, it was Sam Brownlee who was out there toting the rock. So you can never have too many running backs at the University of Iowa, and they've got a couple good ones right now in Akram Wadley and James Butler. We're going to get into how they may factor into the game plan tomorrow against Ohio State. A 2:30 kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. We'll start breaking down the game and take your thoughts on it as well. Use the Hertine and Stocker text line 366-1600. Iowa State fans haven't forgotten about you either. A big game in Morgantown tomorrow, 2:30 kickoff as well. We'll have the pregame with John Walters on the Cyclone Radio Network 1600 all the way up till kickoff. We've got you covered, and we've got a poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com as well. How do you think the Cyclones are going to do over their final four games? It's brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. You can find them behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Stop in and let them know that you heard about them right here on KGYM. 622. We've got another big board update and a whole lot more coming during the big hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Boom! Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. It's kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Our unlimited plan with 10 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, is just $45 a month. With nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, the site for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Todd Brommelkamp welcoming you back in along with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. Getting ready to take your texts and phone calls on tomorrow's Iowa game with number 3 Ohio State coming to town, number 3 in both the AP and the Coach's Pulse. Ohio State number 6 in this week's initial college football playoff ranking. And we'll see how that plays out as well. The team ahead of them, Oklahoma, beat them in week 2 in Columbus. And the team right behind them, Penn State, narrowly lost to Ohio State by 1 point last weekend. So a lot of common ties there between spots 5, 6, and 7 in this week's college football playoff poll. Right now, let's go back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Producer Kyle Mann's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa led Belmont Abbey by only 5 points at halftime of its final exhibition game last night, but caught fire in the second half to fly to a 96-64 victory inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tyler Cook was the top scorer with 24 points and 7 rebounds, while freshman Luca Garza put up a double-double with 18 points and 12 rebounds. Connor McCaffrey had only 2 points, but also 3 steals and 4 assists with no turnovers. The Hawkeyes open the regular season next Friday, hosting Chicago State. Iowa State has a scrimmage coming up on Sunday against Emporia State, and head coach Steve Prohm announced today he'll be holding freshman Terrence Lewis and redshirt freshman Cameron Lard out of that game for undisclosed semi-disciplinary reasons. Nate Kading will serve as the honorary captain for this weekend's football game hosting Ohio State. The Iowa City native was a first-team All-American in 2002 and 2003. Iowa's interim athletic director Barbara Burke announced that the university has initiated a feasibility study looking into the possibility of building a new softball facility. Burke cites occasional irrigation issues as one reason for a new facility. Tonight after this show, it's a pair of Class 3A high school quarterfinal matchups. Davenport Assumption is at top-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier with Scott Unash on the call. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also have West Delaware traveling to number 3 Solon. Alex Kuhn on the call for that one on 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
Irrigation issues, I think maybe you could say fertilizer issues because it smells to me, but we'll maybe touch on that some other time. You went to the game last night, right? The basketball game, Iowa beating Belmont Abbey 96-64. I know looking at the box score, it doesn't look like they pushed Jordan Bohannon too hard last night, but the kind of the last opportunity before next Friday night in Chicago State comes to town to kind of play around with matchups and things. What did you see last night?
Yeah, it was similar to the game that you went to with William Jewell. I think it's Fran trying to figure out what lineups work best, and then get some of his young players some minutes. Get Connor McCaffrey, who spent a month playing baseball and now has decided to not redshirt in basketball, get him acclimated to the game.
Did they play Bohannon and McCaffrey together again last night?
Yeah, they did.
I got the sense at the William Jewell game that maybe that was going to be a thing this year.
I think they really want to get Jordan off the ball some and kind of create things off of that against defenses, make defenses chase him around a little bit more, run him through the lane, you know, side to side, things like that. And without Isaiah Moss playing last night, that obviously made the backcourt a little bit more thin.
Nice night for Cordell Pemsel, too, in 15 minutes. 13 points, 3 rebounds.
And then he played really well. He looks much better than he did even last year, just in terms of movement and quickness and all that since he's had the surgery in the offseason. And then Bear came off the bench and hit a couple threes. I asked Fran after the game, are you still wrestling whether to start Nicholas or bring him off the bench? I get the sense that he's going to be coming off the bench. He kind of likes what Ahmad Wagner gives him in that starting lineup. Ahmad gives him that good energy.
Well, yeah, he's phenomenal.
Start the game right.
Of course. Were there any phenomenals last night?
I don't think so.
No. Okay, so no.
And the game was not phenomenal.
The counter.
The competition was not phenomenal.
The season phenomenal counter is at 1, not counting media day. Although this was exhibition, so that doesn't count either. So we'll reset it next Friday night. Iowa hosts Chicago State. Iowa State, as you heard Kyle mention, plays their first exhibition game on Sunday at Hilton Coliseum against Emporia State. And you and I got exhibition season kicked off at the Kohl Center the other night, losing to Wisconsin. Speaking of Madison, we're going to be making the trip up there next weekend to see Iowa take on the Badgers. But before they can get to that game, they've got to take care of the one that's on their schedule in front of them next. We're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll finish up with about 15 strong minutes of Iowa-Ohio State talk, take a look around the rest of the Big Ten, and get you ready for a fabulous, a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend of college football. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, back with more after this.
We've reached it, the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts. And on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Napa Know-How.
Making your budget last longer than it should is an accomplishment, but making motor oil last longer than it should? Dangerous. Lucky for you, Pennzoil Full Synthetic is only $4.99 a quart. Its long-lasting formula and low price can help your engine and your wallet go farther. Pennzoil Full Synthetic for $4.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/17.
I caught you watching those Jets highlights up there on the TV. Did you watch the game last night?
No, I was watching.
Abbey. Guys can multitask. I've seen guys. Believe me, I've seen guys in press boxes and on press row watching games on their phone before. But the Jets are not doing this whole tanking thing properly at this point.
No, the manual that they got isn't the same as everybody else is using. They're going to end up with a middle-round, first-round pick and still stink.
The Todd Brommelkamp Show continuing from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM for about another 15 minutes, and then we're going to step aside. High school football on the way tonight. Quarterfinal action, last round of games before everybody heads to Cedar Falls and the Uni Dome. Scott Unash on the call on 1600 AM. And 107.5 FM tonight as Cedar Rapids Xavier takes on Davenport Assumption. I believe the matchup is there. And then Alex Kuhn has Solon and West Delaware on 106.3 FM. A little 3A quarterfinal action. Iowa-Ohio State tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium. 2:30 kickoff. Ohio State ranked third in both the AP and the coaches poll. Number 6 in this week's college football playoff poll. And Urban Meyer, I take him at his word at face value today or earlier this week, seems to have a lot of respect for Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. Remember, Rob, this is a series that we haven't seen for 4 years.
Yeah, and that 2013 game seems like forever ago. But that's the new Big Ten. You know, that's who knows. I don't even remember when they play Ohio State again after this, but I imagine it's quite a ways down the road. So, I think most coaches, have a lot of respect for Kirk Ferentz, and they should. I mean, look, his tenure and what he's been able to do in college football is very admirable. And guys just don't last as long as he does these days, especially at one school.
And Kirk Ferentz, a deep amount of respect for Urban Meyer, too. There were a lot of questions about Urban Meyer and Ohio State on Tuesday at the weekly news conference, more so than, say, a Northwestern or a Minnesota, to be exact. But I believe Kirk's words were they need to play a perfect football game to basically have a chance at winning tomorrow. I know a lot of people earlier were pointing out that Ohio State isn't necessarily fantastic when it comes to special teams play, but if there's an Achilles heel on this team, it's pretty hard to find, at least looking at him.
It's like saying that Kate Upton has a pimple somewhere, you know? You overlook that. I don't think that's going to be a big deal for you. Ohio State's just Ohio State. I know people, you know, that's kind of cliche, but they're loaded everywhere. They run the ball well. They throw the ball well. They play great defense. Their defensive line is as good as anybody in the country, if not the best. They got another Bosa that's coming through now. I don't know if Iowa has to play a perfect game in general terms, but they have to play their perfect game, which is field position, drives that eat up the clock, bend but don't break defense, and strong special teams. That's Iowa football. They have to play the perfect Iowa football game.
Yeah, I did a radio hit with an ESPN affiliate in Dayton earlier today, and I said, in a perfect world, Iowa's got the ball for about 45 to 50 minutes tomorrow. They just, if they keep the ball out of Ohio State's hands, they've got a chance. JT Barrett presents a pretty stiff challenge. We've talked a lot about Josh Jackson. He's been getting a lot of pub. He's rising up the draft boards, and he's going to have a decision to make. But that Iowa secondary and the linebackers as well tomorrow are going to have a tough test.
That's where the pressure's going to come on the linebackers, because I think when I did my preview this week, and my number may be a little off, but I think it was 8 receivers have caught at least 13 passes for Ohio State. They spread the ball around quite a bit. They use 3 receiver sets. It's going to put somebody like Ben Neiman in coverage, you know, and it's not like a more of a one-dimensional thing where Michigan last year couldn't really throw the ball that well, and Iowa took that away from them. Ohio State's ability and balanced offense, especially with Dobbins and Weber, those are 2 really good running backs. You know, the offense is going to help the defense tomorrow. There's just no way around that.
That linebacker in coverage is giving me flashbacks to the 06 game. Was it Mike Klinkenborg that they had on Anthony Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Who was just all over the field that day in that 38-7. There was so much buildup for that game. And then just a pretty big – was that the flyover game? Where the plane flew about as low as you could possibly get without buzzing people in row 72.
Yeah, I remember being in the press box and seeing them go right by the front of the window.
Hard to believe these teams. And prior to 2013, they didn't play in 12 or 11 either. So
yeah.
There have not been too many meetings between these two teams in recent memory. Iowa has only, since 1983, beaten Ohio State 3 other times. 87, which was the clip we led into the broadcast today with, the Marv Cook touchdown, and then the 1991 game in Columbus, which was emotional following the Gang Lou shootings at Van Allen and Jessup Halls, and then the 2004 game, which went back and watched some clips of that. I'm like you, Rob. My memory is going on me a little bit here as we get older. I totally forgot just how dominant Iowa was that day against Ohio State. I think they were up 33-0 before Ohio State was able to throw a cosmetic 7 points on the board late.
That was clearly Iowa's best defense in the Kirk Ferentz era, for my money. I mean, that defense was just loaded. That defensive line with Babineau and Roth, Lubke, Derek Robinson, then the line, you got Greenway. I mean, it was that defense was just loaded. For me tomorrow, Todd, I don't know if you'd agree with this. I think Iowa's got to do something out of the ordinary. We saw in 2013 they went to the 3 tight ends. They got Doozy on that. You know, they did something that Ohio State didn't expect. I'm wondering if tomorrow we see Akram get more involved in the passing game now that Butler's back. We saw a little bit last Saturday with both of those guys in the backfield at the same time. Get both of those guys on the field at the same time and maybe take advantage of a mismatch if you can.
Akram, I don't think it's any secret, has been a little displeased at how he's been used this year. Go back to after the Northwestern
no
game
comment.
A couple weeks ago, no comment when used about being used in space. Is this the game tomorrow where we see Iowa forced to get creative with him?
They have to get creative with him and other players. They need to get creative to give. At this point of the season, they're far enough along to open up the playbook. You may be conservative to the point where, well, these guys may not be able to do this. You got to go for it tomorrow. The offense has got to do something. It's just been too anemic. They've got to do something, because if not, if Ohio State's offense is on the field, as good as Iowa's defense has played this year, they can't hold up.
Ohio State at 5-0 in the Catbird seat in the East Division, ahead of both Penn State and Michigan State. And we should note that Michigan State is on the schedule next week for Ohio State. So they played Penn State last weekend. They get the Hawkeyes this week and Michigan State next weekend. Any thought in your mind that maybe this is a little bit of a trap situation for Ohio State?
I wrote that in my preview, that this sets up as a trap game.
That's a big game next week against Michigan State.
Right. Michigan State is still, depending on what Michigan State does this week against Penn State, but this is, we're getting down to that point in the season. It's judgment time. It's judgment time for everybody.
And then in the Western Division, you've got the team that Iowa will face next week, Wisconsin, looking to go to 9-0 this week. Northwestern and Nebraska are ahead of the Hawkeyes, tied for second. Then Iowa alone in fourth at 2-3 in league play. Minnesota and Purdue at 1-4, and then Illinois bringing up the rear at 0-5. This week's slate of games: Wisconsin is at Indiana tomorrow, one of 3 11 o'clock kickoffs. That one's on ABC. You actually like the Hoosiers there.
I like them with the points.
With the points. It's 9.5?
No, it's like 13.
13.5.
And they've played, if you watch, Indiana beat Michigan lost to Michigan in overtime. And then when we were coming back from Northwestern, they were beating Michigan State most of that game.
And Wisconsin, this is the second week in a row that they've been on the road. Right. Last week, 24-10 against Illinois. Maybe that's a game where they go and just do just enough.
That's kind of the way I see it.
To beat the Hoosiers, yeah. And then turn around. And, of course, they get the Hawkeyes next week at Camp Randall, which has been set for a 2:30 kickoff. Penn State will be at Michigan State, so that's another big game, because those two teams are tied for second place in the West, both at 4-1. Penn State has one more non-conference win than Michigan State does. And then Illinois at Purdue, the 11 o'clock BTN game tomorrow, in addition to Iowa and Ohio State at 2:30. Northwestern at Nebraska. The Huskers are a slight favorite there.
I think Northwestern moved ahead. Northwestern's minus a point and a half.
Okay, that line has flopped back and forth all week long. That's a tough game, because both teams need to put that one in the win column. Nebraska more so, just given what's going on with Mike Riley there this year. But they're tied for second place, so something's got to give there.
And you got to figure Northwestern's playing with a lot of confidence. They beat Iowa in overtime. They beat Michigan State in overtime. They've shown that they can win in tough situations. Nebraska looked like they were going to have trouble last week at, where were they, at Purdue, right? Came back and won that game at Purdue last week. I don't know if Mike Riley's coaching for his job, but it would be really good in his favor to win this game. If they lose this one at home, I can't see him surviving.
I know a lot of people have been saying Mike Riley will be replaced by Scott Frost, but there's going to be some other job openings out there, and if somebody beats Nebraska to Scott Frost, then what do they do? So we'll wait and see on that one. Maryland at Rutgers is a 2:30 kickoff. Not a ton of interest in that game, even in Maryland and New Jersey. But Minnesota at Michigan is this week's Fox broadcast at 6:30, and that's a big-time spread in that one. I think Michigan's favored by about 17 points. We saw Minnesota last week. They didn't exactly look like they inspired a whole lot of confidence there, but that's a big game for Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines. People are starting to whisper about whether or not he'll be coaching the team in 2018 or not. He's got that sort of that Larry Brown vagabond way about him, where he could just pick up stakes and maybe move back to the NFL or something. They're starting to get a little nervous about that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't figure the guy out, because it's tough when he does a press conference to understand what he's talking about or where he's coming from. But I wonder how much he's enjoying this. They haven't been able to compete so far or get over the top of Ohio State, and now it seems like Penn State's moved past them. So How long will, is he in it for the long run? It's hard to say.
10 seconds. Score prediction for tomorrow. What did you have in your preview?
I've got 30-16, Ohio
right.
State.
I've got Ohio State 38, Iowa 13, I think, so we're relatively in the same boat. High school quarterfinal action is coming your way in just a few minutes here on KGYM 1600 and 107.5 FM. You listeners will get Cedar Rapids Xavier, 106.3 FM listeners. You've got Solon and Alex Kuhn on the call. Appreciate, thanks for listening. It's another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, and we will talk to you tomorrow for the pregame show before the boom on the FMs at 12:30.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question,
ahem, to dip or not to dip? No matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get 3